There's a message in the opening and closing scene of an Oscar-winning movie, but it's so subtle, you might have missed it. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we are looking at Eric Little, and his life is depicted in the movie Chariots of Fire, of course.
John Little hit the headlines in 1924 when he refused to compete in the 100 meters at the Olympic Games in Paris because the event was run on a Sunday. It long had been his conviction to set this day apart, so he ran the 400 metres instead, winning the gold medal, setting a new world record.
And that's one of the main messages of the movie. God honours those who honour him. But switching gears here, there's another story that unfolds alongside Eric Little.
Well, Harold Abrahams was an English sprinter who struggled with his own sense of identity. As a Jewish man in England at that time, there was a lot of hostility toward him, and the movie pitches him directly against Eric Little. Harold Abrahams runs against Little and he loses and he is inconsolable. In his brokenness, he confides in his girlfriend, saying, "If I can't win, I won't run." Yeah. To which she responds, "If you don't run, you can't win."
And he changed his mind. He ran in Paris and won the gold medal in the 100 metres.
And there was an even bigger change, one only hinted at in the movie. The film opens and closes with a funeral. And it's the funeral of Harold Abrahams, a Christian funeral, because Harold Abrahams made the biggest change of all when he decided to become a Christian.
Wow.
His obsession to win brought him alongside one who ran to win the greatest prize of all. Now, to whatever degree Harold Abrahams was wooed to Christianity, we can only wonder about the influence of Eric Little, shining the light, life and likeness of Jesus Christ.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan, ultimate truth for ordinary people. For more, go to reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.